A Michigan man wanted weed when he pulled up to Canada Customs at the International Bridge on a May 2020 evening. Kyle Schultz declared he had some marijuana, and then asked the border guard if he could purchase pot from him. During their conversation, the Canada Border Services Agency officer noted the driver was unstable on his feet, his eyes were glassy and pupils dilated. Schultz also admitted he had been smoking grass and was impaired. Ontario Court Justice John Condon heard Thursday during a virtual hearing. City police were called to the bridge, and the Muskegon man was transported to the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service building shortly after 8 p.m. He performed poorly on a drug recognition evaluation, Assistant Crown Attorney Gary Knox said. Results from a urine test came back positive for cannabis. Schultz, 33, pleaded guilty to impaired driving in connection with the May 11, 2020 incident. The Crown and defense lawyer Ken Walker jointly called for a $1,000 monetary penalty and 12-month driving prohibition. His client was entirely cooperative throughout the experience, Walker told the judge. Schultz was in a manic state at the time and has been diagnosed with a bipolar disorder, he said. Calling the guilty pleas mitigating and a sign of remorse, Walker said, there were potential triable issues but he, Schultz, has decided to put them aside and plead guilty. Corden said the accused had put people in danger by driving from somewhere in Michigan and then across the bridge to Canada. When he imposed the fine, the judge told Schultz he is prohibited from getting behind the wheel in Canada for 12 months. The conviction also triggers a suspension under the province's Highway Traffic Act, he said. Ontario has a reciprocal agreement with Michigan which may impact on his driving privileges there. Condon urged him not to compound the situation by driving when he is not allowed to do so. Schultz now has a criminal record in Canada which could prevent him from coming to this country, the judge said.